Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company, The Junks. It's Bish Cakes, EB, and JP talking NFL draft, talking about Adam Peters' first draft for the Commanders. It's going to be defined by Jaden Daniels, who was drafted number two, and he's going to be compared throughout his career to Caleb Williams. Now, they couldn't have drafted Caleb Williams. He was number one, but Jaden's going to be compared to Caleb Williams, to Drake May, and the rest of the guys who were drafted
more to the non,
in the top 12.
The non-Caleb Williams
yes.
group, because,
yeah.
I mean, this team didn't have the opportunity to draft Caleb.
Yeah.
So it should be more with Drake May and the others,
right.
J.J. McCarthy.
I'll agree with you. I'm just saying that you're going to stack them all like that. Yeah. That group is going to be known. These six guys who were drafted in the top 12, including Bo Nix.
We need Jaden to hit. We just need that hit.
So the draft will be defined by Jaden Daniels, but they drafted an offensive lineman a little bit later than some of us would have liked. They drafted a wide receiver, which we knew they needed to do. He's a McCaffrey. They drafted a defensive tackle, which was a little bit of a surprise because that's one of the positions where we thought they had some depth, but they obviously thought best player available. He goes by Johnny Newton.
On so Mel what Kiper's do you think? Board, he was the second-ranked defensive tackle and 21st overall. So mm-hmm. if you base it off just one guy's list, they got him 15 picks after that.
Right.
So they clearly liked him in that value.
Let's go to the phones, 800-636-1067, if you want to call us on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines.
All right.
We've got Tarik El-Bashir joining us in 20 minutes to talk Capitals, who, of course, were swept by the Rangers.
All right, this guy, Joe calling from L.A. Does that mean it's like 4 in the morning in L.A.?
If that's where he's calling from.
Right. Well, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, you guys. How are you guys doing?
What's up, Joe?
What are you up so early for?
I am commuting to work. I commute 85 miles each way. I work in the port of L.A.
Oh, man, wow. I thought my commute stunk. You just made me feel
so
a lot
where
better.
Do you, so you work in the port of L.A.? Where do you live?
I live in a town called Temecula, wine country.
Right. Yeah.
And like I said, I work in the port of L.A. I've been doing it for 25. I've been doing this drive for the past 12 years, and
wow.
I've been working where I work for the past 25 years.
How'd you stumble on the show?
Well, I listened to you guys on Odyssey, and I've been a fan since 1982. My brother's been a fan since 1974.
Gotcha.
And I fly out to D.C. every year like clockwork.
For
and
games.
Every year,
and
I get my
committed.
Heart broken.
Wow.
Right.
I have a Redskins tattoo that is not coming off at all.
Right.
And with this draft, I am not happy at all. I am not a Jaden Daniels fan at all.
What don't you like about Jaden?
Why are you anti-Jaden Daniels?
I don't like his size, and I don't like running quarterbacks. I don't at all. And the draft,
hold on. I was pumped. You don't like the fact that quarterbacks can make plays with their legs if everything else breaks down around them.
Not all the time. Let me rephrase that. Not all the time. Not all the time.
Do you think he's just going to break the pocket and run every single time?
But that's kind of what they were saying. Like, he doesn't do that. Like, he threw 40 touchdowns.
You know what, though? Every year, the draft is the most, for me, it's the most saddest day. Because within the next 5 years, and we all know it. You guys can Google it. How many starting quarterbacks survive? I mean, we don't know. We don't know what's going to happen this whole year. And then, God forbid, if he gets hurt, and then we got Mariota. Are you kidding me?
All right. So do you have no faith?
Like a Debbie Downer. Yeah. I hate to sound like a Debbie Downer, but it's for me. I'm not happy. And you know, we all have our opinions, and that's my opinion.
So you have no faith in Adam Peters running the draft room?
Oh, I love Adam Peters. I think he's going to be the next Bobby Bethard.
Then what are you worried about?
I love him.
He just told you he's worried about a running quarterback.
Like, you got to trust his acumen and his intelligence and his. He's been in this game for 20 years.
I just think he might get hurt. I really do. I just think he might get hurt.
Well, most quarterbacks do.
And Joe, you know, most teams are in a bad spot if their first quarterback gets hurt. So I'm not a Mariota fan either, but it is what it is. I mean, if you have a backup quarterback playing, you're going to be struggling. And you could say that for most teams. So you just have to hope that Daniel stays healthy.
From your mouth to God's ears.
Right. Who would you liked them to have drafted at number two?
It's a roll of dice. I mean, Drake May. Or the kid that Denver drafted,
Bo Nix.
They weren't going to draft Nix at two.
No, I know they weren't. Yeah. I don't think it was even on their map.
Right. You know why? Because Jaden Daniels is clearly a better prospect than Bo Nix, and that's why you pick him at two. Mm-hmm. That's why Bo Nix is there at 12.
All right, hey Joe, got to run. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yeah, good luck on that commute, my man. That is brutal.
Just by comparison. Jaden Daniels last year had 135 rushing attempts. Mm-hmm. The year before had 186. Mm-hmm. Seems like a lot. Caleb Williams, the last 2 years, had 113 and 97. Mm-hmm. Drake May had, how about this? In 2022, he had 184 rushing attempts.
Right.
Now he only averaged 3.8 yards per carry, and then he had 112. So Jaden Daniels, it's a high volume of runs. But also, he has spectacular runs.
Right.
And everybody's going to have the same fear. Everybody's watched the highlights. He takes some huge hits.
Well, they got to work on that.
I'm sure that Kingsbury and the staff, Tavita Pritchard and all those guys are going to drill him relentlessly on running out of bounds whenever he can.
You just have to hope that this staff can correct a bunch of those things. It's not going to happen overnight. It's an impossible position to play. It's not going to happen overnight. But over time, you got to hope that they coach him up and he's making better decisions than he was at LSU.
How can they not trust Adam Peters and his staff after coming off the buffoonery with Ron and his staff picking the players? Aren't there zero players left from the 2020 draft class that Ron picked? Zero.
Probably. Yeah.
Not a single one still on the roster.
Yeah, but it's not. It's
like,
not,
that's embarrassing.
But it's not a criticism of Peters because Ron sucked. It's just that guy's just beaten down. The guy that Coach called in, he's just beaten down. Yeah, he just thinks they're all going to suck.
Right.
It's never going to work.
He's lived through 30
years. Also, maybe he has to earn
his disappointment.
He has to earn your trust. Like, there's no reason to trust him.
I agree with that.
Like, you can say, I'm going to trust Adam Peters. For the Commanders, he has no track record right now.
You can see results.
You can like the picks right now.
The benefit of the doubt. Yeah. It's called the benefit of the doubt.
I look at what he's done with winning organizations and feel like he should be able to do the same thing here.
But I thought the same thing of McLuhan, right? We all read the ESPN article, the glowing piece of McLuhan. What a brilliant evaluator. And that guy sucked.
Look, maybe in 4 or 5 years, we're sitting here saying, Adam Peters blows.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
But like, 2 years. I'll know in 2 years.
Okay.
Well, if Daniels is getting better, if Daniels signs another contract with this team, it's a huge win.
Yes.
Assuming health. Which you just have to assume. I assume his floor is Fields. And Fields was borderline. There was some talk that they would keep. I think that's his floor.
Hopefully that's the case.
Because I think he's a better passer than him. I don't think he's quite as good a runner, but I think he's a better passer than him. Let's go to Sean Chantilly. Sean, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, long-time listener, lifelong Redskins fan. The draft was okay to me. Only thing that I had a problem with, which I don't see a lot of people talking about, is Philly moving up 10 spots, and we had to give up one of our third-round picks. I didn't understand that trade scenario.
Yeah, right.
Division rival, and you give up a highly rated cornerback to a division rival, which was a need. I didn't understand that at all.
Yeah.
Trading out of the 40.
When did they do that? They did that in the second round? Yeah,
yeah,
I didn't quite
round.
Understand the deal with Philly, but I guess sometimes that happens. I thought that was a little unusual too, but when you trade with a division rival, I don't quite get that, but I guess if you do your little chart thingy and it works out.
That's what the math says, right?
Let's go to Reggie.
But a lot
Baltimore.
Of people thought that Cooper DeJean was going to be a first-round pick, and Philly clearly felt like they stole him.
Yeah. That guy is a freak athlete too.
Mm-hmm.
Reggie, what's up, buddy?
Look at me.
Hey,
Reggie.
Good morning, fellas.
What's
Thanks
up?
For taking my call.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah, man. I mean, I definitely like Jaden Daniels. Definitely give him a A+ on that pick. I love this guy. I watched tape on him. I like Newton at the second pick. I like that pick because the guy is the numbers that they were giving him.
I mean, everybody was raving about that pick. It was virtually unanimous. Everybody's like, oh, they stole him.
But some fans were upset they didn't draft the tackle right there.
Right, but you understand why they did.
Yeah, too bad.
Because
they stole the guy.
Yeah.
Better
value.
I trust Adam Peters' opinion of who he's picking at 36 over a fan from Chantilly who doesn't know what they're talking about.
All right, everyone hated the pick as soon as it happened. Yeah. The defensive tackle. I mean, everyone hated
that
it.
Tells
and then
good.
Everyone then
good
everyone
the
fell in line. Then everyone fell in line
fade
when the
public.
Media said they stole him.
Don't you generally fade the public when it comes to betting? Fade all of those dummies out in the
I don't
park.
Know why you're so upset at the fans. Look, they could be proven right, and Adam Peters could be proven wrong.
Of course I'm going to side with the GM. This is his life's work over a fan who gets hammered out in front of FedEx Field 10 times a
year. It was Ron Rivera's life's work, too.
Yeah. No, I trust
this guy more than I trust Ron Rivera.
A lot of people hammered the pick. I didn't hammer the pick.
He's got a way better rep.
I predicted they wouldn't take a tackle with that pick.
Why would you reach for a tackle?
Well, the next tackle.
I saw the run on tackle.
It's not just tackle. Everyone was salivating for Kool-Aid. Everyone was salivating for Cooper. And then all of a sudden, this monkey wrench was thrown in the draft. And everyone was like, what the heck just happened? And then they had to be told that it was a good pick. And then they go, oh, yeah, yeah, Adam Peters is cooking.
If Peters had them ranked higher, he would have taken them there.
So hold on. He didn't.
What is your point?
I'm battling the fact that everyone praised the pick. Everyone praised the pick when they were told it was a good pick.
I won't praise the pick.
Well, that's how you are for all of them. I mean, we only know five players in a draft. I mean, you have to
No
be
one
told.
Knows anything about
Everybody
Johnny Newton.
Everybody says it was a great value. I trust
nobody. No one calling is watching. I mean, unless you went to Illinois, you're not watching
Nobody
Illinois football.
Now I'm praying that Johnny Newton turns into the next, like, a mini Aaron Donald.
I'll be the outlier here. I'm not going to praise the pick. And I understand the rationale. I get it. Mm-hmm. However, I would have taken the highest ranked lineman.
Stop. You would take
over a guy who's just going to be a depth guy right now.
You would take an inferior player. You would take a player ranked lower just because it's a need.
But see, JP,
you're a bad GM.
In my
it's not like it's ranked that much lower.
You're a bad GM.
No, no.
You're telling me there's that much difference between the 36th and the 37th guy?
Hold on.
Do they need an offensive lineman, Cakes?
Yeah, they got one that they had ranked apparently high in the
JP,
third round.
The next tackle that went after Newton went 20 picks after that. All right, so there clearly was a huge gap between whoever the previous offensive tackle selected to the next one. It was a huge gap.
I actually thought they were going to take a corner, to be honest with you, because the corners were dropping.
Yeah, and there were some good ones available,
Yeah.
But you just have to trust. I didn't trust them.
Everyone said it was a good pick.
And you're saying that Newton's going to be like a depth guy and a backup, possibly, but what if Jonathan Allen's not here after next year?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
He could be your starting defensive tackle.
Absolutely. Well, again, you can't just draft based on this year. That's what we want. That's all we care about. But again, I saw it in Rizzo's office. I haven't been in Adam Peters' office, but they have this stuff all planned out years in advance. They got to have a plan.
Of course they have plans.
Can't just draft for 1 year.
Yeah.
Coming up next, we will talk about the Washington Capitals. This will probably be the last segment for quite some time.
Oh, sad.
They get
face.
Swept by the Rangers. Tark El Bashir covers the Caps, joins us next here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.